Throw Ann here from Redland Organic Growers with another tip from the Bay FM Veggie Garden. Apart from the amount of sunlight vegetables need to grow well, you also need to take into account the temperature of your garden soil. I don't mean that you have to go out and stick a thermometer in the soil, although you can do this if you like, using any clearly marked cooking thermometer and pushing it about 10 centimetres down into the soil. However, an easy gauge of your soil's likely temperature is the temperature of the surrounding air. If we are still having 30 plus degree days at the end of March, then your soil is unlikely to be cold enough to plant your winter veggies. If you sow your winter veggies before the soil is cold enough, then your seedlings are unlikely to thrive, and at worst, they could actually die. This is especially noticeable if you are planting veggies like broad beans, peas, cauliflower, or other seedlings. These veggies need cool to cold soil to germinate and grow. Once the soil reaches and maintains a low enough temperature, you can sow all your winter veggies. There is nothing more frustrating than planting some veggie seeds to not have them even germinate. If this happens, it may be due to soil temperature not being right. Until next time.
More tips from the Veggie Garden on our website on Bay FM. More than just great music.